you know, I've been making documentaries for over 20 years, and I feel like I resonate with, you know, Paul's idea about the human condition. I'm really interested in what it is that makes people, what makes people sick, what is it about this life that they, how they get through life, and what their, where their creative juices come from, you know, what is, what excites them. I'm just interested in people and in all of the kind of the arc of what they've learned over the course of a life that we can all learn from. And so I'm interested in people who are very interested in artists because of the fact that they're essentially making their own world. They're taking something and creating a world for us to experience, and bringing things that go on in their minds that are internal processes into an external place that we can see and witness. So that's, to me, it's always been a constant source of fascination.
Sort of a similar thing. I think the documentary enables you to see the human condition in many, many people and learn from them. Kate and I made a film that had to do with 9/11, and that experience and understanding and seeing how different people face that horrific situation was very helpful in a way to us, I think, in our healing in this. That doesn't come from dealing with fiction, at least in my mind. So I think get and you give when you make a documentary, and you learn from your subjects, and maybe they get a little something. I mean, I'm probably patting myself too much on the back, but I think they get a little something to do. I remember we interviewed somebody in the 9/11 thing, and afterwards people asked me, her name was Pat, what we had done to her, and I was really nervous. And they said, no, she's smiling again. Mm-hmm. We enabled her to get it out. You know, and we got so much out of doing things like that that you don't get from